I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Fantasy basketball managers in 10-team ESPN points leagues. We are cooking this episode up for you. We are about to conduct a real-life, actual 10-team fantasy basketball draft on ESPN, drafting from the 10th position.
Welcome to the Believe in Fantasy Basketball Podcast. The weekly show dedicated to helping fantasy managers like you crush your league and bring home multiple championships. Now, your host, Robin Marks.
We believe every NBA fan who plays fantasy football should also play fantasy basketball. Now, I'm sitting up in here at the crib on a Sunday night shooting live fantasy basketball content. Listen, we got about 4 minutes before this draft pops off, so I'm going to just get in with the proceedings and get this, you know what I'm saying, pay these bills real quick, because this episode is presented to you by BetOnline. Football is back, and BetOnline is your number one information source for all sports wagering info, with all the up-to-the-minute stats, news, scores, and matchup breakdowns. Get the latest game odds, spreads, and totals from the NFL and college football at your fingertips with BetOnline's real-time updates on statistics, news, and odds. From week one all the way to the college football playoff and Super Bowl, BetOnline gives you access to the best football promotions and contests available anywhere online. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. Remember to use the promo code BELIEVE to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, where the game starts. Woo! Man, we are cooking with hot grease about 3 minutes before the actual draft starts. So before we do that, I want to make sure you are fully aware, because I don't want people out here in these streets not knowing what's happening. We are celebrating the beginning of the NBA season. It's going down in just a few short days, less than 2 weeks. we are excited. So what we're doing at Believe in Fantasy Basketball, we're giving away two graded SGC rookie cards. Two rookie cards. One of my man, Josh Giddey. The other one of one of my favorite players in fantasy and in real life, Motorcade Cunningham, right? From the Detroit Pistons. So both of these cards are going to be given away to two lucky winners. To enter to win, all you have to do is go to Apple Podcasts and leave us a review. Leave us a review about our podcast and then shoot me an email at believeinfantasy@gmail.com just so I could verify that you're actually playing, right? So once I verify, then I'll put you in the pool. I think we're going to actually do a drawing live here, maybe on the first night of the NBA season or the night before. We haven't finalized that. If you guys have preference, would you like it the day before or the show before we start the season, let me know. So this draft is going down right now. Let me go ahead and get focused. Starting in 2 minutes, so I'm going to share my screen. I have a really bad habit of, like, sharing my screen late, so I want to make sure we get a head start and do that. If you are checking in live, please make sure you give any suggestions or ideas around who I should pick. Just to give you a little context on this group of fellas that I'm drafting with, this is a mix of literally homeboys from high school. Like, one of my oldest buddies is up in here. Like, we go way back, you know what I'm saying? Since even, I think we were in middle school together and we went through high school together. And then me and my man, this is my man Cody, we actually moved as young adults when we were like 18, 19, we moved to Orlando, Florida together. So me and him have a rich history. Also, some of my homies from my rapping days in here, like my college years almost. My man John Noddy's in the building. My man Rick Ade is in the building. I went to college with him. My cousin is in here, Juzik. You know what I'm saying? So some of these guys might be slacking. I know a couple of them are going to be focused. Specifically, my cousin who is PA Higher Shooters, that's his team. He's going to be locked in. And also my man Gastonia Slim, that's one of the guys I went to college with. He's going to be locked in. Also, them N-words there, my man, he's going to be locked in. That's my man Noddy. He's going to be really locked in. Some of the ones that might be sleeping, Brooklyn Finest might be sleeping. That's a guy I used to work with. Team Yak Boys, that's a good friend from our childhood, but I don't think he's going to be really locked in. And then, some of the other guys are just friends of friends. So we're about 25 seconds away. I'm drafting from the 10th position. So, you know, if you know anything about us here at Believe in Fantasy Basketball, I love the 10th position. The 10th position is one of my favorite places to draft. And honestly, in all my years of playing fantasy basketball, I've never had the first pick. So I'm like, whatever. I'll take the 10th pick. This is just as good. I'll take the 10th pick because the 10th pick is just as good as the first pick, especially in a 10-team league. We have a lot of people in our community who are asking for content surrounding 10-team leagues. In our Discord, people are asking for it. Even on YouTube, when we posted some 10-team mock draft videos, people were like, can you do more? So I'm really excited for you guys to see a real draft of homies from this league is, I want to say, 8 years old now. So we've been doing this for a long time. For bragging rights, it's a family affair. And hopefully you get tons of value because I know many of you are drafting this weekend or next weekend. So, and some are even drafting during the week. So if, in fact, you need to make sure that you have everything in order, this is the place for you. I did make a mistake in setting up the draft here. I said it looks like I did 90-second picks, which that was a total mistake on my bad. But we had a couple of guys who didn't set their keepers before we started in another league that I was doing. And I just didn't have time to give this one the attention. So I was like, I had a 9 o'clock draft and then I have this 10 o'clock draft. That's my bad. So these should be, you know, at least 30 or 60 second picks. You don't want to go a minute and 30 because it just takes too daggone long and we might be here a little bit. But hopefully, if everyone shows, it'll move along. If we have people auto drafting after that first pick, it should just go to an automatic auto draft. So that'll be cool there. So right now, my strategy here from the 10th, I always like to see who's going to fall. That's the big thing, right? Like, who's going to fall? Will they land in my lap? You know, so I know the Joker won't fall. I know Giannis likely won't fall. Luka probably won't fall. Jason Tatum might not fall. Embiid might not fall. But Tyrese Halliburton might fall. SGA might fall. Anthony Edwards might fall as well. I don't know how much interest I have in Anthony Edwards that early. Like, I believe he will have first-round production this season, but I don't know if I want to draft him eighth. So I would be more interested in someone like Domantas Sabonis or even Steph Curry there. Not so interested in LeBron James there. I have some interest in Damian Lillard and maybe even Trae Young and Anthony Davis and also LaMelo Ball. Anthony Davis is someone that I'm on the record saying, like, I'm kind of allergic to drafting him. I don't really mess with him like that. It's like something that I'm really not trying to do. But if he falls to me, that's something that I have to consider. Because one thing we got to say about Anthony Davis, and this is like super true, is Anthony Davis, when he's healthy, is one of the top 3 to 5 fantasy basketball players. When Anthony Davis is healthy, he is a force to be reckoned with in fantasy basketball. So I get it. Like, I'm not stupid, right? Kawhi Leonard, a different story. I'm not drafting Kawhi just off of GP. I can't. I had too many dark days because of that brother. But we got a question from my man. Who is that? We got a question from my man. Hey, Task Martz. He says, hey, I'm 4th pick, 10-team, 9 category. Halliburton or Curry? Halliburton every day, all day. That's an easy one. I have questions. You could drop my best to answer questions, but also if you have suggestions on who we should draft here, please let us know. So it looks like we got a couple auto drafters, which is all good as long as they don't try to be pulling in and out of the draft. That's the thing that kills me with auto drafters. If you're going to auto draft, just auto draft. Like, pick your picks, do your thing, but don't be like coming in, coming out, coming in, coming out. Like, it's just too much, man. And we out here trying to, oh, shoot, these joints is at 2 minutes. Lord, I'm about to go to the bathroom. That makes me so upset. Man, my bad about that, guys. That should have been at least a 60-second pick, not 2 minutes. Lord, give me the strength. So we got the first pick off the board is Nikola Jokic. Second pick off the board, Giannis Antetokounmpo. And then we got Brooklyn No Heroes. He's likely going to grab Luka Doncic here. That makes sense. I would actually take Luka second. But it seems like ESPN has adjusted their projections here and their rankings or whatever. And Giannis is number 2. Giannis was number 3, I think, for a while. Have a quick sip of this drink, parched. Got to stay hydrated. Okay. Been at work trying to, like, get focused on drinking a gallon of water a day. And man, it's been hard, man. I've been doing a half a gallon okay, but a gallon is tough. So it looks like Brooklyn No Heroes will likely grab Luka here. For me, I'm like, I have my game plan. Like, I'm locked in on my game plan. For me, it's like I said earlier, in that first round with the 10th pick, I'm looking to see what kind of scraps fall off the table. But in fact, if it goes according to projections, Curry and Sabonis are like my back-to-backs that I'm looking at. Those are the guys that I'm like, all right, I feel comfortable with Curry, have some health concerns, but I know that he can give first-round value. Sabonis, on the other hand, is somebody that I like. He is no joke for fantasy basketball. So if you could grab him in the second round in a points league, oh, my goodness. Some people are drafting him in the first round, but for me, first or second round. Like, if I got that back-to-back, 10th pick? Come on, man. Like, listen, I have been very high on the record, honestly, about the guy here that you see at 24, Kevin Durant. I've been super high on Kevin Durant, but Man, I might have to move him a little down my rankings, man, because it's just like the higher I go on him, the more pushback I'm getting, not just from the community, but also from the industry. As you guys know, like I'm actively, you know, putting out content in the fantasy basketball industry. And I am on record that I am way higher than most on KD. So I'm starting as we get into these last couple of weeks before the drafts, before the season starts, to kind of, you know, keep that in mind that, you know, if everyone's saying one thing, like, you want to be mindful of it. But I always tell people, follow your gut, because the thing about my KD, you know, position is that if I'm wrong, I'm gonna raise my hand and I'm gonna say I'm wrong. That's one thing about me. If I'm wrong, I'm gonna raise my hand and I'm gonna say I'm wrong. We got a couple of questions. Another one from Taz Martz. He says, Halliburton when Trey is good, second pick, Young. Halliburton, then Trey is good. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I love that. I love that. Then we got one from my man, Keel Flores. What up, Keel? He says, Khalil. Is it Khalil? I'm sorry. I hope I didn't jack your name up, dog. He says, hey, Belief fam, I'm in a 12-team, 11 category. Ooh, exciting. Pick 7 with Shea, AD, Butler, Turner, Garland, Clax, Mark Williams, MPJ, Harris, Jones, Fultz, and Hayward. Any interesting thoughts on strategy? Man, I mean, I'm going to be absolutely honest with you, my guy. Like, I'm a little blown away by the 11 cat. I'm not too active in any 11 cat league, so I don't want to give you any bad advice. But what I would say is that you having that anchor of Shea and AD in a 12-team league is phenomenal, because arguably those are two first-round guys. So I think you're top-heavy as heck, and as long as you play to the strengths of those two players and create your build around that, you'll be okay. Thank you so much for the question. All right. So it looks like, oh, we got some picks off the board, and we have some shockers here. Oh, baby. It's getting interesting. So, okay. I'm a little excited. All right, so listen to this. Number one, we had Jokic. Number two, we had Giannis. Number three, we had Luka. Number four, we had Tatum. That all sounds right, right? At number five, we had Devin Booker. Devin 7-11 Booker. This shakes it up. So now when I talk about that 10th pick, the scraps are falling off the table now, because Embiid should have went. Halliburton should have went. SGA should have went. Maybe Edwards. Now I'm looking like I might be able to get SGA, Tyrese, or Embiid. Doubt it, but it could happen. So right now I'm feeling very optimistic. So my picks of Sabonis and Curry at that 10 and 11, that might switch. That might very well switch if, in fact, either Embiid, Halliburton, SGA, or even Anthony Edwards. I might have to just grab Edwards, because I don't even think I have Anthony Edwards in one league anywhere. So if I could get him and pair him with Curry or Sabonis, I think I might feel okay with that. It's a little early for me, you know, to grab him with the 10th pick, but the 11th pick, like, it's like a 3-spot reach for me. You know, I think most analysts have him at about 13 or 14. I have him at, I want to say, 16. So that would be a reach for my rankings. But the way this team is kind of filling out, if he's available, I might have to take him with my second pick on my back-to-back on round in the round two pick. So after Devin Booker, we had Embiid, and now Anthony Edwards is off the board. So I'm getting close. I'm 2 picks away from getting either Tyrese Halliburton or SGA. SGA is off the board. So now PA Shooters is up. If they grab Halliburton, I'm going to stick to my plan. They grab Sabonis. So now I'm going Halliburton with the one. I'm going to go with Halliburton with the one. And on the back-to-back, because now I'm getting that point guard, I might go Davis. And again, I have not drafted Anthony Davis anywhere, anytime in the history of time, y'all. Let me know if I could get some help in the comments. If you guys are watching live, please let me know. Should I grab Anthony Davis? Because I am dangerously close to doing it. And it's almost like I'm allergic to drafting this brother. Let me go ahead and grab Tyrese. And now it's like the people I'm looking at, Steph Curry, that would have been cool had I grabbed Sabonis. I don't think I want to do that. Anthony Davis, Lord, I don't even believe I'm saying it. KD, I have KD stock in some other leagues. You know what I'm saying? So right now, as tricky as it is, let me see what I got. Nobody's giving advice. Everybody's asking for questions. So I'm going to just make my own decision. I'm going to be a grown up. I'm going to make my decision on what's best for my team. I'm going to follow my heart on this one. I got to, because you only get one chance to bring home your fifth championship in your league with your homies. So with the second pick on my back-to-back, after grabbing Tyrese Haliburton, I'm going to grab. There's no way in heck I'm grabbing daggone. No way I'm grabbing Anthony Davis. Man, I don't believe I'm about to do this. Somebody save me. Somebody save me before I do it. Don't let me do it. Okay. Hey, I'm making history tonight. Believe in fantasy. I've ever in my life, in any public draft, mock or real, but I'm going to do it today. Ladies and gentlemen, with the second pick, Anthony Davis. Let's get it. Oh, God. There goes the season. Burning down the house, guys. Burning down the house. Lord, stay healthy, AD. Please stay healthy, AD. Man, we got some good people going off the board right now, though. I have to admit. Let me give you that recap. After Tyrese Haliburton, we had Anthony Davis. Then we had LeBron James. I have concerns about LeBron James staying healthy, but I also have concerns about Anthony Davis staying healthy. And the thing is about an injury-prone player is just an injury-prone player until they get healthy. Once you have a full healthy season, then they'll be like, all right, he's not that guy. For example, Karl-Anthony Towns was considered one of the most consistently healthy guys in fantasy basketball, an Iron Man. And then he got injured. Now people are concerned about it. Listen, LaMelo got injured. LeBron got injured. AD got injured. The thing about AD that I really like, even though I have my concerns, is that if he stays healthy, if he could give me 65 games, I'm not even asking for the 82, y'all. Like, I know people ain't gonna play 82 games. I'm just asking for not like a serious long-term injury. Him being available in the fantasy basketball playoffs, him being available for most of the regular season, he will be a top five fantasy player in points league, and probably in other formats as well, like category even roto. Come on, man. Let's get it. Let's roll our dice. So after LeBron James, we had LaMelo Ball. Then we had Damian Lillard. Then we have Steph Curry. KD off the board. I like that. Mikal Bridges off the board. Trae Young. Las Vegas Mafia is up. So at this point of the draft, when it comes back around to me, I'm going to be looking at Karl-Anthony Towns. I'm going to be looking at Cade Cunningham. I'm also quite interested in, I don't think Donovan Mitchell will make it that far, but if he does for some reason, I'll be interested in taking him. Very interested in Kyrie Irving this year. I think that Kyrie has some potential to do something special if he can find his rhythm with Luka Doncic. I think that's something that, you know, they really haven't had the opportunity to gel. They haven't had the opportunity to properly gel and to develop any real chemistry yet. So for that reason, I'm curious at the least to see what they can do. So for Kyrie, I would definitely draft Kyrie, even though I already have Halliburton. For me, I don't get too caught up in the positions. I get more focused in on who's the best available player. Who's the player that is going to provide the most value? And if Kyrie stays healthy, oh my gosh, you know, he's dropping 50 out in these streets. He's for real, for real. So let's get back to the recap. After Steph Curry, we had KD at the 2-6, Mikal Bridges at the 2-7. We had Trae Young at the 2-8, Julius Randle at the 2-9, Donovan Mitchell at the 2-10. I love Donovan Mitchell, man. Man, all formats. I'm about that life. At the 3-1, we got Jalen Brunson. Vucevic with the 3-2. That's it. All right, Vucci Poochie. I don't know if I could do that. Jordan Poole. Yuck. I threw up in my mouth a little bit. That's crazy to me, man. Listen, I got to see it. I think people out here in these streets saying Jordan Poole going to average 25 a game. All right. Let's see it. Once he do it, then I'll say, you know what? That's the guy. But I'm not with that like speculative production piece. I'm not like, yo, all right, he was really good when these guys were injured. And now that those guys aren't, now he's on a new team and no one needs to be injured for him to have value, he's going to average 25 a game. I'm not there. What I am about is he does it, then I'll be like, he can do 25 a game. So Lauri Markkanen, if somebody told me like he was going to do what he did last year, I'd have been like, man, if you don't get out of here with that Lauri Markkanen nonsense. And then he did it. So now he did it. I can, hey, listen. Now, the other side of that coin is I'm down to take risks on players that have a history. But like, I'm not taking no risk on like somebody like Jordan Poole. I'm out on that. So I'm up. Looks like there's a lot of goodness here. There's a lot of goodness. So Kyrie's on the board. Victor's on the board. Kyrie's on the board. Victor's on the board. Cat's on the board. Cade's on the board. Jaren Jackson Jr.'s on the board. So here's the thing, and I'm going to keep it a stack with y'all. I'm going to keep it super funky fresh with y'all. I know how people feel about Victor Wembanyama. I am not high on Victor Wembanyama, but I'm not high on Anthony Davis either. But I don't have nay pick of Victor Wembanyama yet on any of my teams. So if there was a league that I could pull off a Victor Wembanyama trade, still have success, still produce, this is the league that I can do it, right? So I'm looking at Victor here. 29 is way too high for me on Victor, right? I have the 30th and the 31st pick. If I don't take him here, I will not get him here. I have a feeling there's going to be some nights that he's going to have a bunch of highlights, you know what I'm saying? But honestly, if I take him, it's like I also have AD. And having AD and him makes me believe that I got too much risk on my team. And that's something you want to be mindful of. Even a person like Kyrie, I'm going to take Kyrie here because I think Kyrie's going to put up numbers. So I'm just going to take him on a string. But one thing you want to be mindful of is when you're building a team and creating a roster and a build for your squad in any format, points leagues, category leagues, whatever. You want to make sure that guys who have like injury history, all of that kind of stuff, risk of resting, that's all something that you take into consideration. With that being said, I'm still going to take the risk. Like I don't have any Victor Wembanyama stock and I just want to be somewhere where when his games come on this season, I can be like, it matters. With that being said, if you thought me drafting Anthony Davis was a shock, I'm about to draft and I go against everything that I preach with the 31st pick? Lord, give me the strength. Don't do it, Robin. Don't do it. You got a minute to change your mind. Listen, Kiel Flores says, trust your gut. Let me know what you guys think. Anybody else before I make this pick? Because I'm going to pivot quick and grab Carl Anthony Towns. Like, that's where I'm going with this. I'm going to pivot quick. If someone else could give me some input, but I appreciate that, Kiel said, trust your gut, man. Trust your gut. So let's see. My gut is telling me to take Karl Anthony Towns, to be honest. My gut is not telling me to take Victor Wembanyama, but my heart is telling me to take Victor Wembanyama. So for the fantasy basketball community, I'm a draft Victor. It's the fourth round. I'm not taking him in the second or the third. It's the fourth round in a 10-man league. Let's do it. I did it. Victor's on my team. I got my first Victor stock in all fantasy basketball leagues that I'm in across the planet. So let me go ahead and get to this recap now. I'm going to have to pray about that one. After Julius Randle at the 2-9, we had Donovan Mitchell at the 2-10, Jalen Brunson at the 3-1, Vucevic at the 3-2, Jordan Poole at the 3-3, threw up in my mouth again, Lauri Markkanen at the 3-4, Kawhi Leonard, De'Aaron Fox, Paul George, round 3, pick 7, great pick. Jimmy Butler, round 3, pick 8. Heck to the Nah. Bam Adebayo, yes, at the round 3, pick 9. Kyrie Irving, I grabbed him. Then I grabbed Victor Wembanyama. I'm not crazy about that pick, but sometimes you got to live, guys. You got to live. DeJounte Murray at the 4-2. Paolo Banchero at the 4-3. Brandon Ingram, 4-4. Pascal Siakam, James Harden, round 4, pick 6. I love it. Let's roll the dice. Let's get it, man. CeeLo. It's CeeLo out in East Street. 4-5-6. DeMar DeRozan with the 7th pick in the 4th round. Zion Williamson, fresh out the nudie bar. Lord forgive me. I'm sorry. I'm just joking. Just joking. No, I don't want no smoke, Zion. Speaking of smoke, Ja Morant, round 4. Pick 9, smoking it up. Darius Garland with the 10th pick in the 4th round. Kristaps Porzingis at the top of the 5th. Jamal Murray, that's a little early for Murray for me. Pick 2, round 5. Zach LaVine, round 5, pick 3, and then Jaren Jackson Jr. So two of my favorite players are still there. These are the players that I wanted to take in the round before. I doubt that they fall to me. But if they do, the fantasy gods will be shedding some beautiful light on me. I'm looking at Karl Anthony Towns and Cade Cunningham. I don't think they'll fall to me. I honestly don't think that's going to happen. But it's a possibility. It's a slim possibility. I got backup plans out here in these streets, but it's a slim possibility. It's a slim possibility. Let's answer a quick question. This one is from a man, JVNH. He says, I got the second pick in a 12-man points league. How's my team in order of picks? Luka, Mikal Bridges, Markkanen, Mobley, Banchero, Kuzma, AR-15, Okongwu, Asar Thompson, Miles Bridges, Emmanuel Quickly. Not crazy about Quickly, and the Miles Bridges news, he just got hit with a warrant for his arrest, dog. So I think wherever you drafted him, you paid too much because I don't think he's going to be playing. But overall, I give you 3 out of 5 GOAT rating. So Karl Anthony Towns is off the board. And then Jaylen Brown is off the board. Cade Cunningham still on the board. I do not think he will fall to me. I think that guys will grab him before. Oh, whoa. We had some spicy action, guys. Russell. Lord, give me the strength. Russell Westbrook off the board. Yo, this is, I don't believe this, yo. Yo, I am, let me go. This is the thing, yo. Man, this is like the fantasy universe working. When they talk about follow your gut, this is why you follow your gut. I wouldn't have taken Victor, you know, in another space maybe, but I knew that some value would drop down to me because some of the guys in this league, because I know them so well, are like after certain players and believe in certain eras even, right? So let me give you the recap real quick before I make my pick. So after Jaren Jackson Jr. went at the 5-4, Karl Anthony Towns went at the 5-5. That's my guy. I wanted him. Gone. Jaylen Brown goes at the 5-6. Great pick. And this is where we shake it up. Russell Westbrook goes in the 5th round, 7th pick. Crazy town. Tyrese Maxey goes with the eighth pick, fifth round. Now, I'm not mad at that. That's a pretty good pick. And then Spencer Dinwiddie goes with the 5'9", y'all. And guess who falls to me? Cade, Motorcade Cunningham. I'm taking him. I'm taking him every time and the time after that. Now, for me, looking at my squad, so far I got Halliburton, Irving, Anthony Davis, Wembanyama, and Cade Cunningham. I'm going to just grab Mobley here. I have to. I must. I will. Like, that's my guy. Also interested in Desmond Bane there, but, like, I'm good. I want me some Mobley. Mobley. Man, that's good. I got both of my guys. Man, I am smitten. Daggone it. So me grabbing Wembanyama, real talk, and this is big shout out. Where's my man's? Who was it? Who was it that said, follow your gut? Where's that? I'm going to put that up. That was my man Keel Flores says, follow your gut. You know what I'm saying? That's like top off. Convertible, the boobies is out when you make a pick like that for Victor Wembanyama. Hair blowing in the wind. Not playing no games out in these fantasy streets, yeah? Come on, man. Let's see what we got here. My man CJ says, your draft is looking strong so far. You know it, CJ. Hey, listen, we out here, we got so much value in this room, man. I'm like, you know we're going to make some moves to crush it this season. You know what I'm saying? Especially when my league mates make some mistakes like that. Man, you know I'm going to take advantage of it. I'm out here like daggone Travis Kelce, you know what I'm saying, in the front row. I'm like Travis Kelce in the front row at a Taylor Swift concert with these picks. You heard? Tell your brother, calm down. Go snap the ball for the Eagles. I'm here. Front row, Taylor's concert. Let's get it. Money all day, every day, and tomorrow. I'm just saying. I'm feeling exceptionally Brooklyn style today. I'm sorry. I wore the wrong hat. So let's get back to the recap. After Evan Mobley, we had Tyus Jones off the board, Josh Giddey, Andrew Wiggins, Scotty Barnes, CJ McCollum, Desmond Bane. I think Desmond Bane is somebody I would have grabbed there. It's just like if Mobley's that close, I don't want to miss out on that. I think he's going to have a huge leap this year. Kyle Kuzma, Buddy Hield, Alperen Şengün, yes. Walker Kessler, yes. Klay Thompson, heck to the no. DeAndre Ayton, and Drew Holiday. So we're gonna be up in, looks like about 1, 2, 3, 4 to 5 picks. Another back-to-back. Listen, they better not let Fred VanVleet fall to me. They better not let Fred VanVleet fall to me because I'm going to snatch him up. I'm sorry. It's going to be a surgical summer in the infamous words of my man Pusha T. It's going to be a surgical summer. Well, actually a surgical fall and winter, but a surgical year, you know what I'm saying, for the competition. Don't let me get Fred VanVleet. Somebody text Gastonia Slim. Somebody text them N-words. Somebody text PA Higher Shooters. Do not let, oh my God, these guys, they wilding for the night. Lord, give me the strength. You see what I got to deal with, y'all? Come on, let me get Freddie. Let me get Freddie, man. Shoot, he's gone. Darn it. It's all good. That would have been like too much. Come on, man. So you know who I'm going for next, right? You know what I had to do, right? I don't know if you guys listen to. I don't know if you guys know 90s hip hop. My man P. Diddy. You know we had to do the remix, right? Yo, I'm up. If they let me get these two guys, take that. You know I got. You know we had to do the remix, right? I'm not gonna do an R. Kelly joke, but you know. That would be a similar thing. Oh, sounds like one of my guys is off the board. Yep, Franz Wagner off the board. That was one of the guys I was looking at. But the other guy I was looking at is still here. Falling in a lot of drafts, valued way lower than he should be, in my opinion. Has a similar skill set as Victor Wembanyama and will likely produce on a higher clip than Victor Wembanyama. Ladies and gentlemen, come on to the family. Chet Holmgren. Bing, 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 bing. So let me look now because I'm liking Jared Allen here, but I also already got some Mobley stock. So I'm going to just kind of look around a little bit and see what else is cooking. Man, I like OG Anunoby, but he might come back around to me. I like Bradley Beal, but he might come back around to me. So for me here, I think Austin Reeves way too high for Austin Reeves. Way too high for Austin Reeves. I like Jalen Williams, but very similar to my point about Jordan Poole. People are high on Jalen Williams because of the last few weeks of the season last year where he was balling. He was going all the way out and producing at a high level. However, that's all we have from him. All we really have is that last couple weeks. So I don't know. They're mobilizing Chet now. SGA is an all-star level kind of guy. I don't know if there's going to be enough space for him to be this valuable. Jared Allen, I know he's produced. So for me, I'm more comfortable. Even though I already have Mobley, I'm fine with having two guys on the same team and doing a little stack. Now, when we get into the three-guy territory, that's when I'm out. So I'm going to draft Jared Allen. So just quickly back to the recap. After Walker Kessler, we had Klay Thompson, DeAndre Ayton, Drew Holiday, Chris Paul, Scoot Henderson, Mitchell Robinson, Fred VanVleet, which I think was a great pick. Franz Wagner, that's the guy I was really looking at instead of Jared Allen. Holmgren, Allen, and then Jalen Williams, and then somebody grabbed Austin Reeves. I think Austin Reeves could have tons of value if AD or LeBron sit out significant time. I'm just not in that game. I'm not like drafting people that I think will be good if somebody else is out. They got to be able to have like strong standalone value for the position that we're drafting them from. So if I take you with my, you know, what is that? Like 70th pick, you need to provide 70th pick value. If you're not, then that's really not what I'm looking for. You know what I'm saying? So here I've been really grabbing the best player available. And because of that, I already have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 eligible centers. Some of them also play power forward at 1, 2, 3, 4. So I have a lot of big men. So right now, I'm going to pivot and see if I can get some nice wings or get some more guards that also play small forward and kind of fill up my roster because I want to have a little more balance on a positional level. So I'm going to kind of fade the centers if there's value in terms of some twos and threes. So Anthony Simons is a guy that I'm looking at here. Also looking at OG Anunoby. Actually, OG Anunoby is my preference. That's the person that I want here. Like, I want OG Anunoby. Will he fall to me? Hopefully. Like, I think I have a really good shot. There's ahead of me drafting, just to let you know, if there's anyone that I think would snipe him from me, it would probably be them N-words or PA hired shooters. And they both pick right before me. So those guys, I don't know if them... Team Yak Boys, I don't think he's going to take them unless he's watching right now. I don't think he's going to take them. But I think that the other guys, they might very well make that move. Another guy I'm looking at here is also later on in the draft is Ben Simmons. So, man, I'm really, really loving Ben Simmons. Also, the Thompson twins, I would like to get at least one of the Thompson twins if I could. But at this point, this early in the draft, I want to make sure that I'm still focused on drafting solid, solid picks. People who are dependable and proven. People who have shown that they can do this for years, right? And OG Anunoby and John Collins are two guys that I'll be looking at here. I want to grab Claxton, but I'm also like, I'm over centers right now. Like, I don't really feel like he fits what I'm trying to do, even though he might be one of the best available. I'm more interested in OG, who, in my opinion, honestly, is the person I have in my queue anyway as the best available. So I'd be interested in him. And John Collins is another guy that I believe can bring that same level of value from the power forward position. Even though I'm kind of looking for small forward shooting guard, I like him there. And there's no telling what could happen with that lineup. Brandon Miller is still down here. I haven't bought into Brandon Miller quite yet, so I'm not putting him in that conversation, but definitely something I would consider if he continued to fall. So it looks like I'm going to be up. I just need him not to pick OG Anunoby. One more person not pick OG Anunoby, and we're good. And they didn't. and the fantasy gods are shining upon us. So we're going to quickly draft OG Anunoby. And then for the second pick, I'm going to think a little bit about this one. So John Collins is the guy I'm leaning towards. Keegan Murray, somebody that I think brings tons of value. I'm just not there with him yet. I know it's his second year. He really is a good shooter. I'm just not there yet. You know what I'm saying? I don't have any Keegan Murray stock, and I don't think I'm going to have any here. However, John Collins is somebody I'm interested in. I'm just kind of scrolling down to just make sure I'm not missing any hidden gems. Not going to reach for Ben Simmons quite yet. Actually, I think I am. I think I am because I don't think he's going to come back around. That is for sure. So it's a 10-man league. I could play around with him, but the even if there is no way, there is no way. I got to go big. There's no way. If Ben Simmons is even 75% of the player that he used to be, that he doesn't hit 10th round value. Like, we're sleeping so hard on Ben Simmons that we don't even want to draft him with the 10th pick in a 10-man league. I'm drafting Ben Simmons, man. Come on, man. Come on, man. Come on, man. Come on, man. Let's do it. Let's, man, hair blowing in the wind. Let's get it. Let me see what I got here. I got a couple questions. So this one is from Memphis Jamari. What up, my guy? I had the 5th pick in a 10-man points league. All right, 10-man points league. I see you. That's my people right there. Can you rate my team? Embiid, yes. KD, yes. Jalen, I'm assuming Jalen Brunson? Yes. Bam Adebayo, yes. Triple J, yes. Giddy, yes. Ja, maybe. Claxton, yes. Wagner, yes. Chat, yes. CP3, yes. Jabari Smith Jr., maybe. Vassell, maybe. I think that's a solid team. I'm going to give you 4 out of 5 GOAT rating. Very nice. Very nice. Oh, I thought it was Brunson. That's what I thought it was. CJ says, thanks again for your advice for keeping Giannis and Booker in Discord. I got you, man. CJ, listen, that's what we do here. Like, people out here in these streets trying to win fantasy championships by themselves. You could do that. I've done it. It's a lot easier. It became easier for me when I got into communities. And for us, because I know there are so many fantasy basketball players who can't find a, like, points league, you know, newcomer type of community, that's why we built this place for you. You know what I'm saying? So we have a category league channel. We have experienced players in our Discord who help the newer players. And it's nothing wrong with that. I think that there's kind of like this misconception of like, oh my God, me and my Reddit friends were talking about that. Like, I don't believe that. They play in a points league. I'm totally above that. Oh my God. Like, that ish is whack. That's whack, yo. Like, on everything. And I stand on that. We can't build fantasy basketball if we don't appreciate and nurture every level of it. So we meet people where they are, CJ. If you're new to fantasy basketball, directly over from fantasy football, or if you just started playing fantasy on Sleeper, like Points League, 10-man, 8-man, 6-man, whatever, we're going to guide you so you can grow. And that's what it's about. So it's not about shaming people for having a different preference than you. It's about supporting everyone and showing love to everyone in this ecosystem that is fantasy basketball. I'm off my soapbox, man. I can't. Don't get me started on that, because I be seeing, like, listen, I see some reckless behavior. And I get value from Reddit. Don't get me wrong. I don't have no shade on Reddit. I get tons of value. As an analyst and as a creator, I get tons of value. But I also see a lot of toxicity, man. It's like, we can't be like that. We can't be mad at people for not liking what we like. It's not godly. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to get all religious on y'all, but man, God don't like ugly. Anyway, let's get back to the recap, folks. Back to the recap. So after Turner, we had Middleton at the 8-5, Hero, Pirtle, Green, Beal, D'Angelo Russell, Vassell, Harris, Simons, Johnson, Green, Draymond, that is, Trey Jones, Rudy Gobert, Josh Hart, Valachunas, OG Anunoby. Yes, I don't believe I got that. Ben Simmons, I went for it. I think it's going to be well worth it. John Collins, somebody grabbed him. Good. Portis, Fultz, Claxton, who dropped. Very nice. Rozier, and then Keegan Murray. We are now approaching my, I don't pick for a while. We are going all the way around here. If you guys got more questions for your leagues, please drop them there. Oh, who we got here? Oh, this is my man Keel again. Appreciate your input. Wishing you all the best this year, man. All the love from Manila. We got my people from Manila, Farilla, all day, every day. Listen, one thing about fantasy basketball, guy, guys, it is one of the biggest international games on the planet. So the fact that here in America, fantasy football reigns supreme is like wild to me. Don't get me wrong. I'm a fantasy football player. I came from fantasy football over to fantasy basketball. But when I see people like Keel here, all the way from Manila, dropping his flag, like that shows me the potential that we have here with Believe in Fantasy, but fantasy basketball as a whole. So as we get geared up for this season, we need you guys to be consistent in the Discord, in the comments here on YouTube, and also on TikTok, you know, because TikTok is off the hook, y'all. I don't know if you guys are on TikTok, but TikTok, man, this is wow. We got to really make sure that we are laying down the foundation for what this game is all about, because really it stems from the love for the NBA, man. It's not just about fantasy sports. It's also us being NBA fans. So for me, I'm going to do any and everything in my power to make sure that we can expand the reach of this lovely game of fantasy basketball, in turn creating another space for NBA fans to appreciate the game that we love. Don't get me started, man. I'm telling you, don't get me started, man. Anyway, let's get back to the recap. After Keegan Murray, we had Yusuf Nurkic and a new setting in Phoenix. I think he could do something special there. Aaron Gordon. Love Aaron Gordon. Last year, he surprised me. I was not high on him. I will draft him in this area over here, so I'm okay with that. Then I had Cameron Johnson, Jordan Clarkson, Brooke Lopez, Clint Capella, and P.J. Washington. Excuse me. So here we go. I'm looking at my queue, and it is absolutely dry. I don't have a player in there now. I'm looking at Jeremy Grant, who is a huge risk because he might get traded. He's somebody I'm looking at. Dan Gafford is another guy I'm looking at, but I don't want any more bigs. I don't want to draft Jeremy Grant. How many picks do I got left? 1, 2, 3, 4 picks. Brandon Miller is starting to look a little better to me. Mark Williams, big man. I don't want to do that. Brandon Miller, I'll put him in the queue. I'm going to put my main man, Amen Thompson, in the queue. What else we got here, man? Let's keep scrolling and trolling. Asar Thompson in the queue. I'm going Young Buck, like G-Unit. I'm just saying. What else we got here? I like Taylor Hendricks. I'm not going to draft him here, but I like Taylor Hendricks. Jeremy Sochan. I like his hair. I'm super high on his hair. I don't want to draft him, though. Trey Murphy is somebody I would grab and put in the IR. That's somebody you want to take a look at for the IR. Somebody I would definitely grab, stash him for your IR. So I'm up. I got to make a decision. I got 4 picks left. I already got a couple of young guys. I got Wembanyama. I got Holmgren. So I don't know if I want to be like filling out my roster with all these youngsters. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm not trying to be taking people to Chuck E. Cheese when I'm drafting my fantasy team. You know what I'm saying? I need to have a little more maturity. But Brandon Miller is staring me in the eyes, like calling me. It's like, who you going to draft, Brandon Miller or Kelly Oubre Jr.? I know what I'm going to get from Kelly Oubre Jr. Michael Porter Jr., maybe? Not sexy, not exciting. Jabari Smith Jr., another one. Young guy with a little bit of potential. Kyle Anderson, slow-mo. So what I'm going to do? I'm going to be as safe as I can be. Let's just hope that they don't move Jeremy Grant. If they don't move Jeremy Grant, this is going to be a great pick. If they move Jeremy Grant, this might very well be basura. Garbage, back of the sanitation truck. Let's do it. So we grab Jeremy Grant, and then with the back-to-back pick, now I can go young again. So I can go Brandon Miller, or I could go Amin Thompson, who I really like here as well. I like Amin more than I like Brandon Miller, but I like that Brandon Miller has small forward eligibility. And that's something you want to be mindful of when you're building these teams out. One thing that's worth noting, that it changes throughout the year. So they might, somebody that might be just a shooting guard right now, later on, they might be playing other positions. So although Amin is only a shooting guard now, there's a chance that he might be more than that. So with that said, I'm going to grab Amin. And I saw Amin play in Overtime Elite last season. My son is a big time Overtime Elite fan, and I had a chance to watch a bunch of his games. That guy is a killer. Like, you know, you could tell by a player's demeanor, just like their body language and their posture sometimes. And that's the thing I always say about fantasy basketball. You can study the analytics, you can study the data, you can like get as scientific as you want with the numbers. But watching these players, and especially like social cues and stuff, like seeing the way a guy responds to his teammates, all of that stuff adds up. I always share this story. When I first got into, a couple of years into one of our dynasty leagues, one of my teammates, or league mates, I should say, drafted Luka Doncic. And when they drafted him, I was like, I'm not reaching for no rookies. That year, his rookie year, I want to say Luka probably averaged like 18 points a game or something like that. Nothing too crazy. But I watched one of his games. And when I watched one of his games, he looked like that kid in the AAU tournament who's dribbling circles around the bigger kids. Like, he was that good. And that night, I sent my friend, my league mate, an offer he couldn't refuse. I sent him a player that was killing it at the time. I believe it was DeMar DeRozan in his Spurs years. And he was crushing it. And I sent them another player on top of that, a 2-for-1. And he was like, yeah, no brainer. You can have that little rookie. And the next year, Luka had a leap, and he had another leap. And, you know, the rest is history. So the point is that players like Amin Thompson, me having a chance to really – I'm based out of Atlanta, right? So Overtime Elite is big here. Me having the opportunity to watch him, like the small little social cues that occur on a basketball court on the sideline – and see this young man's demeanor and his posture. It's stoic and aggressive while being tamed and under control for the most part. He is also like grimy, like will do anything to win. Like I think, yo, I saw one of the episodes recently when they did like a recap of the year. Or like a replay of last year. There's like a whole series around it. Me and my son was watching it. Yo. Your man had a teammate who got traded to another team. And when the teammate got traded to the other team, they played, and the other teammate was going off on Amin. Amin punched him in the nuts, yo. It was crazy. I was like, yo, what are you doing? You can't go around punching people in the nuts. So he's a dog. Let's go back to the recap. We had Amin Thompson, Marcus Smart, Jabari Smith Jr., Herter, Gafford, Horford, McConnell, Brandon Miller's off the board, Kenyon Martin Jr., Conley, Aubrey Jr., Quickly, Porter Jr., Kevin Looney, Derek White, Jaden Ivey. So I'm feeling okay. I'm going to take best available for these last two picks. So Mark Williams is here. If he's still around, I might grab him there. Okongwu's still here. I would be okay with grabbing him here. But I always try to get the Thompson twins if I can get both of them. So I would likely draft Asar with my second to last pick. And then with my last pick, I'll grab the best available that I can find. Don't see anybody in the weeds here that I would be looking at. I like Zach Collins this year, but in a 10-man, I feel like I can do a little better in terms of upside, me grabbing one of these younger guys. So I'm going to keep doing that, looking for that kind of value. Yeah, I'm definitely going to grab Asar here. And maybe I'll just grab Trey Murphy the third and throw him in my IR and then come back and grab my last player later. I might very well do that. But I am looking at Mark Williams here, somebody I'm interested in. I do believe he'll provide some really good value this season. And I think Okongwu as well. Even with Capella there, I think Okongwu has really good standalone value. So it looks like I can get the twins. So I'm going to grab Asar here. And then for my last pick, let me think it over. I'm looking at Mark Williams. I think Robert Williams is good as well. Onyeka Okongwu. Jalen Duren I like here. Also interested in possibly someone like, you get to this part of the draft, it gets oogly. Trey Murphy, I think he might end up, I always like to stash a player or two. So I feel like, man, Mark Williams is going to go. So I'm going to just grab him now. And I don't know if you guys know, I think he led the ACC in blocks 1 year. Like, he's no joke. I'm going to grab Mark Williams, and that's going to close out my draft. And we'll go ahead and do a quick recap. And I always do an honest rating of my team to let you guys know what I think about the squad. So that way, you know, I'm just not out here willy-nilly drafting and not holding myself accountable. But I did make some questionable decisions, specifically with AD and with Victor. But I'm okay with that. I can live with that. So let's go ahead and do my recap. First off at, and this is not in order of the draft. This is just in order of my roster. So we got Haliburton, yes. Kyrie Irving, yes. OG Anunoby, yes. Anthony Davis, maybe. I got to see him healthy. But if he's healthy, man, this is going to be big. Victor Wembanyama, maybe. He's a rookie in the San Antonio system. Come on, man. Anything can happen. Cade Cunningham, yes. Evan Mobley, yes. Holmgren, yes. Even though they're considering him a rookie, that man been playing, man. Come on. Jared Allen, yes. Simmons, maybe. I need to see if he's the real Ben Simmons. Can the real Ben Simmons please stand up? Jeremy Grant, maybe. If they don't trade him, he'll be super valuable. Amin and Asar, maybes on both. Mark Williams, I'm going to give a yes. Mark Williams. Listen, guys. Now that you are prepared to draft from the 10th position in your upcoming fantasy basketball draft, check out the next episode, you freaking fantasy nerd.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Believe in Fantasy Basketball Podcast with Robin Marks. Join our free Discord community at believeinfantasy.com and follow us on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok at Believe in Fantasy.
This episode was brought to you by BetOnline, where the game starts.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you, Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Open the door to big savings with a brand new look with Larson Doors. Now at Menards. Whether you're looking for a traditional, modern, or a screen door, Larson Storm Doors are perfect to enjoy the fresh spring air. They come in over 40 styles of storm doors to choose from. Check out all Larson Storm Door options in store and find more great deals in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
From muddy jungle paths to snowy trails to rolling sand dunes, the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder is ready to take you to some of the most phenomenal destinations on Earth. In a Pathfinder, it's more than just the arrival. The real excitement comes from the ride to get there. With 7 drive modes, Pathfinder's available intelligent 4-wheel drive is built for some of the most epic journeys. So chase bigger, better, more exciting adventures in the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder. Intelligent 4-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.